Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've got on the line with us now Dr. Chad Keats. He is a hepatologist at Rhodes University. Good afternoon, Doctor. How are you today?
I'm good, and you? How are you doing?
Great, thank you, Doctor. Great. Beautiful, beautiful day we're having here in Johannesburg. Lovely weather. It's really been a nice day. So, Doctor, tell us, what should we consider if we are planning on adopting a reptile?
So I am a herpetologist by trade. So that, what that basically means is that I study reptiles and amphibians. I just got back from Congo yesterday. Oh, wow. Looking for new species up in Congo. And in terms of keeping reptiles, it can be quite a mission, and it's something that people really need to be sure want to do, because it can be quite a big responsibility. So something to consider, especially if you're looking to keep a reptile, is you've got to take into account that our country and specific provinces have different permits and regulations governing which animals you can keep. So you need to keep up to date with the legislation, and you have to check on that, because there's a massive difference between keeping wild or indigenous species and exotic species. And depending on what animal it is and where it sits, you have to get different permits.
It's not as simple as just going down to the SPCA and rescuing a dog or a cat. It's quite...
No, not even slightly.
It's very, very different. I once had a friend who had a number of reptiles in his possession, and he told me a lot about the different permits, exotic permits that you need in the different provinces throughout South Africa. Tell us, though, what is a very common reptile that people are keeping in South Africa as a pet?
Okay, cool. So most are keeping exotic pets. The main reason for that is that there are less permits governing you keeping them. So, obviously that's starting to clamp down now. In many provinces, you're starting to have to get permits. So when you go to a pet store or a breeder, they have to furnish you with a permit showing that the animal was acquired legally. But generally speaking, exotic pets are a lot easier to come by, mainly because it's very hard to get wild caught species or indigenous species, and you need pretty good detailed and hard to get permits to get them. And in terms of exotic snakes, you're most likely going to find the most common species in the pet trade will be things like corn snakes for lizards, be bearded dragons. There's no frogs whatsoever in South Africa's pet trade. You can't actually get frogs. You're not allowed to get them.
Oh, wow.
But in terms of the reptiles, you can get, so bearded dragons, corn snakes, king snakes, milk snakes, and to a lesser degree, some of the venomous snakes too. So some people even keep rattlesnakes, and they keep weird things like that.
That's fun. Not for me personally, but each to his own. And besides for the legal aspect, getting a hold of all of those permits and things, what else should people be aware of? You can't just keep your snake in the bed with you. You can't like snuggle up with a snake the way you could maybe a dog or a cat. What equipment, should I say, that needs to be taken into consideration?
Well, generally speaking, if you're keeping a reptile, you have to keep them in a firmly enclosed enclosure. So you should be able to lock it. It obviously has adequate ventilation, but the animal should not be able to escape from it. Otherwise, you're going to lose the animal. Reptiles are massive escape artists. And if you get exotic animals, you really got to make sure that you don't lose them, because there's negative implications for these animals getting out to the wild spaces. I'm sure you guys have heard of the Everglades and how their ecosystems are overrun with exotic pets, mainly because animals have got away from people, or people have released them because they've lost interest, and they've completely impacted those natural ecosystems and caused declines in biodiversity. So people have to be cognizant of the fact that you're going to get a reptile, you have to get a very firmly closed enclosure. It can cost quite a bit of money, and you have to make sure you have the necessary implements like heating pads, because they're ectotherm, so they're cold-blooded and require heating. You have to make sure there's adequate lighting for certain species. For more exotic tropical species, you have to make sure the humidity is high enough, otherwise they start to desiccate or dry out.
I was about to ask about that.
you also got to take into consideration their diet. So depending on the animal, you have to supplement their diet with different things. Snakes are a bit easier. They can just be on a diet of mice. But as the animal gets bigger, you feed them larger and larger mice. With things like bearded dragons and lizard species, sometimes you have to feed them a diet that consists of a little bit of vegetables, some herbs. Sometimes they use things like pollen. You add a bit of crickets to it. So you have to supplement with different aspects and different things. Mm. So it can be quite nuanced for certain species and simpler with others.
So it's a very difficult, very involved thing keeping any reptile. And what is your opinion in terms of people actually just keeping them as pets? Should we be keeping reptiles as pets? Is it something, you know, that should be done, or maybe we should just leave these animals to be in the wild?
Well, it's a hard one. So obviously, myself, I don't personally keep things. I don't really like doing it. I don't judge people who do want to do it. I go out to the field all the time and find animals actively in my own spare time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're very fond of these animals and you haven't got the ability or you haven't got the time to do what I do for a living, maybe you want to be a part, these animals be a part of your life. So I don't judge. I just think it's very important that people understand the responsibility of keeping animals, and if they're going to keep them, take care of them. If you're not going to, you're not going to commit to the full lifespan of that animal, do not get them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm very much on the fence. I've got a lot of friends and colleagues that do keep animals, and if you use them for the right purpose, especially some snake parks and zoos and museums, these animals can definitely be used to educate the population and actually improve. There's a massive stigma around snakes. And some snakes, although they're kept in captivity, can be used to educate the masses. So there is definitely upsides to keeping certain animals in certain contexts.
Definitely. Education, very important when it comes to these types of animals. As we've said, keeping a reptile is not such a simple task. But thank you very much, Dr. Yeah. Chad. That's all we have time for today. Thank you very much. Can definitely hear the passion in your voice for keeping for reptiles, for these amazing animals and creatures. So thanks very much.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.